Beams of Darkness by Sam Gabriel. From Thanks for Playing. Read by the author. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey and Clutch. Chapter 7. Steal Your Thunder. B. Terezi. The sun hangs low in the sky of Earthsea. Its rays set alight with crimson fire the scatter of clouds, making a web of the sapphire-blue stratosphere beyond. You cannot see it with your own eyes, but there are millions in your kingdom who see it for you. Each view overlaps in a stereoscopic majesty of form, color, and texture in your mind. It is a sight of such surpassing beauty that, were a faithful representation of it to exist in any medium of graphic art, the resultant image would be a catalyst in the founding of global religions, would be the sole subject of entire schools of philosophical thought, would be the cause of long and bloody wars. You barely look at it. You barely sniff at it. You have seen and smelled it all before. What you have not seen or smelled before is the scene displayed on every monitor in your office, live feeds from every surveillance drone you have. Every image is of the same thing, seven angry gods heading straight for Kronkercorp airspace for the second time in one day, with a mission that you can only guess at. In most surveillance feeds, the cloud cover leaves visible the words that hang next to the low sun. They had appeared the moment that Earthsea had settled into its solar orbit, and you had wasted no time in making them yours, in overwriting their triumphant celebration of victory with mockery, with jeering challenge. The heroes have taken you up on that challenge for better than 20 sweeps. Now, tonight, as a dragon screams out of the nearly setting sun on a collision course with Kronkercorp HQ, the words seem, for the first time, to be directed at you. Whether they are meant in mockery or triumph, you can only guess. But you cannot shake the feeling that, one way or the other, this is it. This is the climax. One way or the other, everything will end tonight. One way or the other, the words in the sky say the same thing they have said for the last 20 sweeps. Thanks for playing. B. Latula. You haven't had Game Girl for all that long. Only about 3 sweeps or so. Since the final liberation, basically. See, after closing day, trolls from all blood castes had swarmed the ruins of the factory looking for answers and surviving wigglers. Each blood cast had, for the most part, chosen to look out for their own, and the wigglers had found themselves in the care of people who, to a troll, had absolutely no idea what caring for a wiggler or a child actually entailed. As intelligence came in, you began to see one of the major reasons that Rose had hesitated for so long on Operation Abscond. It was rough hearing about how badly the new status quo was going in so many places in the Troll Kingdom. You reminded yourselves that homeless wigglers and children, even starving wigglers and children, were still categorically better off than wigglers and children had been inside the factory. Roxel Vespier and Janaid Bow Wow did regular supply drops to the various orphan shelters that had cropped up, and Terezi declined to fuck with that for once. This was, rarely for her, likely done in the interest of minimizing lives lost. Though it would have, of course, been in her overall interest to keep the troll population from declining too drastically for as long as she possibly could. Karkat pointed out, especially as more intelligence came in, that the popular response to the problem of caring for the weak had overall been light sweeps ahead of what all of you had feared it could have been. The people of the Troll Kingdom had, in many ways, proven that they weren't all like Terezi had made them. But not in all ways. When it came to the search for answers about what had happened in the factory, and especially what had happened to the Mother Grub, it had turned into a question of who to blame. You could almost feel the mistakes piling up all the way from the bunker as intelligence about that began to come in. The Jades had been blamed, all of them. It had been a mess. A mess that led to the Rainbow Riots, a mess that led to lots and lots of senseless deaths. Soon afterwards, Operation Accelerate had taken the problem out of the Troll Kingdom's hands and into the newly expanded bunker. Rose had openly admitted that she'd waited too long on that, especially after hearing a number of stories from the survivors, but again, you understood why she had hesitated. The evacuation had been handled in, well, as consensual a manner as possible, given the crackly green nature of that evacuation, but it was still an unimaginably drastic thing to do with, to any group of people, especially since some of the evacuated trolls had unknowingly had crimson grub killer devices implanted in them. Jade hadn't been able to compensate for all of them. The survivors told her that it had been worth the risk. She mostly believed them. All of the liberation had been really complicated. For all of you and for the population itself, complicated enough that you had understood why the Lucis pits had been left basically unexplored since closing day. They weren't called the trial pits anymore, because trials became illegal right after closing day. The official line from the Coopera had been that after the terrorist attack on the brooding caverns, the trial pits had been corrupted and were too dangerous to entrust our precious children to whatever. The part about the Lucis pits having become dangerous was real. They had become unimaginably dangerous. So dangerous that you had been shocked when, after the founding of Gaymeria, Rose had actually greenlit your mission to explore them. Now that you know what you know about how possible it is for you to die, it makes a little bit more sense to you. Even then, she had made you take your plans to Karkat so he could rewrite them so they made sense to people who weren't you. You hadn't let him change the name. Regardless, Operation Extreme Phytospawn, Special Lucis Edition, went off without a hitch. You and a team of Bronzebloods had gone in, taken stock of the ecological situation, and started relocating the most at-risk species to new habitats. It was amazing work to do. But at the same time, you hadn't really understood why you felt so strongly about doing it in the first place. Animals had never really been your thing. Sure, Rufio would have appreciated it, but you and he had never been all that close. Not enough to motivate a grand gesture like this. It wasn't a gesture, really. You didn't know what it was. And then you had met Game Girl. And it had all made sense. You hadn't realized what it was at the time. But when you had been in the factory on closing day, one of the roars you had heard echoing from the pits had stuck with you ever since, a rhythmic, rumbling roar. When you saw Game Girl, her gargantuan form huddled in the corner of her meager lair in the pits, and she roared that same roar before pausing and sniffing you and calming the fuck down all of a sudden, you realized she sounded just like Pyrospite. And some of what Dirk was always saying about narrative inevitability sounded less like bullshit to you. It wasn't actually Pyrospite, of course. How could it have been? This was two universes and two scratches removed from that. But she must have been, you don't know, related or something. Like in an ancestral way or something. Did that happen for Lucy like it did for trolls? Whatever. You didn't care. She loved you and you loved her. And you named her Game Girl, and right now she's doing that rhythmic, rumbling roar into the onrush of wind as you scratch her favorite spot on her neck and think about her instead of the kids. And Roxy. Fuck. No, whatever, whatever, don't freak out. You start freaking out some a little bit, you guess. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Shush.
Rose transmits it on a private channel, which is nice of her. You try to shush, it's hard.
Shush. That's an order. I'm not trying to be a bitch, Latula, but you cannot lose it right now. Later. After. Not now.
You try harder. You shush.
Thank you.
I love you, babe.
I love you as well, Latula.
How'd you know?
That you were freaking out?
I'm all the way up here.
And I'm a Lalonde.
Another comm channel opens.
Is it about me?
What?
You know, is about me, because I don't want to be left out. Can I please not be left out?
I'm putting you in team chat.
Hi, Rose. Oh, hello, Mother. Last year, that's the question. Were you talking about me? How did you know we were talking about anything? I'm a Lalonde.
I thought you were a Harley.
Uh-huh. What was about me?
No.
Oh. What was about? I shouldn't say.
I was freaking out. Babe was helping me. It's cool.
Oh. Sorry to intrude. We'll go. Don't leave.
Oh, babe.
Rose, I have to, Rose. That wasn't what I was. I'm gonna be okay, Rose.
I won't be.
Yeah, you will. So will Gigi. And if she will, you don't have an excuse. Here, I'll get her. Hey, Gigi. Hey, Pippi. Welcome to Girl Talk. You're on the air. You're gonna be okay, aren't you? I won't have to be. Because you aren't going to die, baby. Well, there it is. The last answer I fucking wanted. Thanks, Gigi.
Yeah, that was never gonna work, Mom, but that wasn't my business, so I didn't try to stop you.
Will this...
Will what?
The gambit. Will it work? Does it feel like it... Like a...
I still don't know, babe.
We just have to have hope.
Oh my fucking god, Jake, shut up!
Shit!
God damn it!
What the fuck is going on? Latch patched in everyone when she patched Mom in.
Well, no, I didn't. Oh, I did.
God damn it.
And you were being all sweet and awkward, and we didn't want to fuck it up, so we were just gonna listen.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that crossed the line. I don't know. Does it cross the line? Maybe cross the line. Fuck, whatever. I didn't want to miss out on fucking, you know,
hearing Roxy's voice.
That. Goddamn, just say it the fuck out loud, Dirk. Fine. Take the subtext, make a dom text.
Dear God.
I love you too, Dave.
Fuck.
I love everybody.
Fuck.
Look, Jake's right anyway. Hope hurts. But if we don't let ourselves hope, if we don't make ourselves hope, we won't save anybody. Because I don't know about you, but hope is the only thing keeping me from falling apart right now.
Wait, is the whole war room hearing this?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, it was until I took it off speaker crab.
What? Speaker phone?
For how long was it on speaker crab? Phone.
Like 5 fucking seconds. It's fine. No one heard Rose being weak.
Thank you, cockass.
Except me. And I've got something to say, and you're going to fucking listen, Rose. I don't do the whole human mom, dad, sister, Lucis Lacerator, and fucking law twice removed thing. It's ridiculous and idiotic, and it's just a more complicated way of saying the word friend. You're my friend, Rose, and I've seen you be weak, and I've seen you be strong, and you're scariest when you're both at the same time. So no matter what happens out there, no matter who you lose, be both. Be mighty. And don't stop being mighty until your wigglers are safe and Teresipyrope is a bad fucking memory. Do you motherfucking copy?
Thank you, Cockhat.
Dirk, ETA?
Latula,
ETA to coordinates Victor.
7 minutes.
7 minutes, copy.
Hey, Cockhat, thanks.
For fucking what?
For fixing my mistake. For always, you know, doing that.
Oh, whatever. Knights look out for each other.
All for one.
One for all!
Well, at least we die like we lived.
What?
Gay?
That is how we lived, so yes.
Oh my fucking god.
Dave, are you actually offended?
You see what Dave is talking about? Babe, holy shit, look.
Look where?
Straight the fuck ahead, babe.
Holy shit. Spire actual. Tally 1 bandit, bearing 0 at... Jade, give me a range.
About 10 clicks?
Bearing 0 at 10, constant. Decreasing. Did you say 1?
Affirmative. 1.
B. Rose, the clowns ahead are boiling.
What the fuck is that thing?
Cut the chatter and get harmonized right now.
Affirm.
A great crimson mass rips them aside like curtains as it thunders toward you in the distance.
Actual, I believe we just found out what the tyrant class is. Sending data.
Wings appear and vanish as they open and close, beating the air in a colossal breaststroke. Membranes of lightning stretched between chiropter and metal fingers as long as trees.
Put me in a fucking pail! It's between us and the coordinates. I estimate 5 minutes to intercept.
Most of the drone, for it is a drone, is nearly invisible in the haze of the furnace between its jaws. They open wider, and the blaze becomes impossible to look at, even at this range.
Danger.
Evasive.
Game Girl, front side carve!
Your stomach lurches as Game Girl swerves to the right, banking toward Latula's heels. A column of blazing light the width of a bus punches through the air where the dragon had just been.
The only two people who have to reach the coordinates are Roxy and Latch, right?
Affirm.
Can you ditch them and draw the tyrant off with Game Girl?
The attack having quenched the fire in the enormous drone's jaws, you see its general shape more clearly. It is nothing more or less than a heavily armored mechanical copy of Game Girl, and it bristles with energy weapons.
I'm not letting Game Girl fight that thing without me.
Everything rides on this, Latula.
And I ride on her. My loose is my rules.
That is not how this works.
I know how to be a fucking soldier, babe. This isn't about that. She fights twice as hard when I'm with her. She's more likely to fucking survive. And we're gonna need her.
We don't know that.
Why are you being just a fucking bitch about this?
Because those coordinates are our only lead on our children, Latula. I would sacrifice 10 Game Girls for that. I would sacrifice 10 of you for that.
And I'd never fucking forgive you if you didn't, babe. But this isn't the fucking move right now. It's a fucking mistake.
I
I need more than that.
Rose, this mission plan stops at coordinates Victor. We have no idea what's coming after that.
Yeah, do you want to deal with whatever the fuck? With or without Game Girl, babe?
Well, isn't that an extremely compelling point?
Danger.
Evasive. Game Girl, backside carve!
Your stomach lurches in the other direction.
Dirk, you don't have to fucking tell me evasive!
Copy that, apologies. And thanks for the assist with Babe. Copy that.
Latula, you push, hold, and twist to select a private channel.
Jesus fucking damn it!
Look, Rose, there are no ballistic weapons on the Tyrant, and it is covered in anti-Guardian shit. I can't be that much help anyway, not with the interference.
Are you harmonized apart from that?
As good as I can be. It should be better than it is, since, what are we, 7 clicks from HQ?
Bottom line.
Small arms, anti-personnel, but no better than 10 or 15 meters of warp, maybe.
That means if we drop manual. Do we drop, Rose?
Dirk, Dave, Jake, and Jade will drop.
Affirm, what's our mission?
You point 7 clicks east to the swarm rising from HQ. That.
Oh, shit. Spire, Dirk, Tally everything. Oh, how helpful! Thank you, Dirk!
It looks like the entire armada. Far too many drones to count. Dozens of squadrons. Hundreds. Thousands. It might literally be everything that she has.
Fuck! Any more Tyrant classes?
Negative. It looks to be unique. Rose, can you give us a more specific mission than that?
Stay the fuck alive, ain't enough?
Stay alive, Aether. Additionally, while staying close enough to maintain shielding, keep the armada off of us while we complete our mission.
Your mission being?
You know damn well. Coordinates Victor.
And the Tyrant class.
As you have so poetically pointed out today, Dirk, I have with me the means to slay a motherfucking dragon, robot or otherwise.
That is nearly the opposite of what I said.
Don't start. You clap a hand on your father's shoulder and twist him around so he can see your other hand holding your mother's. My Lucis, my rules.
That is not how this works. But Aether.
Intercept in 2 minutes.
Prepare for drop.
Ripcord's on mark.
Belay that, on my mark. Latula, I'm going to bail with them, but stay with you.
You can't keep up with Game Girl, babe.
Oh, yes, I fucking can. Ripcord's on mark.
Ripcord's eye.
Ripcord's eye.
Ripcord's eye.
Ripcord's eye. Brace for inversion in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game Girl, kickflip.
Mark.
Affirm. Drop is good. Repeat, drop is good.
The instant the harness loosens, the force of the wind blows you back like a kite, your godhood billowing. Game Girl begins to leave you behind as Dirk's team plummets below you. You open a private channel, correctly. Jade, I'll do everything in my power.
For the kids first. Roxy second. Promise me, Rose.
Aether.
Fuck Aether, promise me.
I promise, Jade. As bewildering as it has been, having you for a stepmother or whatever, you have made her extremely happy, and I am extremely grateful.
Don't make it weird, Rose. Go.
You close the private channel. You ready your wands. You set your stance. Dirk opens another private channel.
You're an idiot.
How did you know what I was doing, Dirk?
Because I am not an idiot, unlike you. Have you ever done this in combat before?
Yes.
Are you lying to me, Rose?
Yes.
Lovely.
Needs must.
If you get torn in half by the wind shear, I won't shed one single goddamn tear for you.
Whatever you say, Dad, sir. You close the comm channel before he can reply. The quills of Echidna weave the wind at your feet into friction, and you flash. The pain almost makes you black out, but Game Girl gets closer. Flash and closer. Flash and closer. Flash! And you are next to your wife, soaring right by her as she guides her Lucis through a turn.
Babe, what the fuck?
Air flashing, Latula.
How?
Needs fucking must. I'll flank.
Radical?
God, this hurts. Flash! There's the Tyrant. Flash!
I'm closing soon!
And there's the Tyrant's tail. Flank acquired.
Copy that.
Point defense turrets lock onto you. Drawing fire. A refracted pulse from your wands, and there are several of you to lock onto. The turrets fire. All shots hit their mark, but none of the targets are you. The Tyrant pulls ahead.
I think it lost interest in you.
Invisible and 50 meters to the left, you aim your wands in the most fortunate direction. It's funny that you're the one to point that out.
How come, babe?
Bolts of magic vanish into gaps in armor, then explode in cascading fragments of shredded metal up and down the drone's left side. Because it was a fucking mistake. It roars a rhythmic, digital cacophony into the early evening wind. Electric wings spread wide as it comes about to face you. This close, the heat from the furnace in its mouth is sweltering and glowing brighter, brighter, brighter. Flash. Fuck!
Babe!
You hear, rather than see, flesh and blood crash into metal and oil, and it feels like the surface of the sun scrapes by your face. How the fuck did it almost hit me?
It tracked the flash step, babe! Is it fucking what?
You look at your arm and it's sunburned. You look at Game Girl and the Tyrant, a snarl of wings and claws and lashing tails.
Lashula, get Game Girl out of melee!
Oh, you're so fucking welcome for saving your life!
3 dozen point defense lasers nearly put 3 dozen holes in you. Flash, flash, flash!
Get!
Flash!
Mother!
Flash!
Out!
Flash!
Of!
Flash!
Danger!
Flash!
Lashula!
I'm not fucking helpless, I'm just drunk, Rose! Chigas!
Flash!
I'm sorry, I didn't know you had a robust anti-robo-laser smaug portfolio.
I mean, I can make C4.
What's C4?
Look, see, it's all white stuff with wires and junk I just made.
Oh, Radical, what does it do?
Get the fuck out of melee, Lashula! That's an order!
Yeah, we gotta go, Lash.
Move!
Game Girl's wings beat once, flash, twice, flash, thrice, and the sky is split in half by a tumult of light and sound. Oh, my God, air flashing hurts so much.
Game Girl!
She's fine. I just grabbed you two in case, but I think she's fine.
No, is it fine?
Fucking robo-laser smaug. Robo-laser smaug spirals its way down to Earth-C, crumpled, sparking, spasmodically twitching. Game Girl flaps circles above. The three of you remount her.
Spire Rose, Tyrant-class drone neutralized. Good work, Mother.
Thank you very much. Distance to coordinates, Victor.
Lashula?
Half a click.
Get us there, now.
Affirm.
The dragon lurches forward. Your stomach lurches for unrelated reasons. Mother, I want to apologize again for the way I treated you, for all those...
You're dumb, I forgave you. I forgive you again if you want it. Latch, sorry I was weird on you for all those...
I was weird too. It was a fucked up situation. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Latch. I already said everything I gotta say to Gigi and Dirk and Dave and everybody. We're here, by the way.
You and your mother unstrap from your harnesses, and Latula sends Game Girl on a tight patrol circuit. Sounds of battle are carried on the wind. Actual, we have reached coordinates, Victor.
Copy. Roxy, I'll take care of everybody. I know you will.
Rose and Latch, you gotta promise me. Becky and Zaz.
They will always have their big sister. Both of them. I love you.
I love you too.
Roxy Harley Nail-Aland pulls a pre-garnished dirty martini straight from thin air, downs it, drops the glass. She reaches out, takes a deep breath, tenses her muscles, and navy blue flows into her hand, down her arm, into her body, filling her up, saturating her faster, faster, more, 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 more. Her hand vanishes. Her arm vanishes. She begins to scream.
B. Terezi. You fly out of your office, straight past a bewildered Jane and to the roof, and stand there, a trembling statue, as you smell and taste on the wind and see in the minds of millions the sun being blotted out. Its refracted rays carve a harsh, jagged corona around the colossal skyline of Durs Moon 1.47852 beta brackets scrub. Light bleeds in around the endless, jutting buildings as they shimmer slowly into existence, like taloned fingers combing through a Moirel's hair. Paint covers an enormous expanse of the moon's surface, paint so bright and so unbroken in application that it shines clear as the sun in a forest clearing out of the backlit midnight of the moon's dark side. Within that spherical darkness is rendered a smaller circle in white. Within that circle, inscribed by negative space, is a figure eight, the size of a continent. Oh, how you love surprises. A spiral of drones swirls around your form as it takes off for the moon in rapture.
My rapturously good bitch, this is most definitely a trap.
Of course it's a fucking trap, Arkles.
Then why?
Because it might have been set by her.
Do you have any intel?
From them? No. Fucking red glare, duh.
It would be prudent to assume they know everything.
If they knew everything, they'd be aiming for John.
This could be their way of doing that.
Good fucking luck to them if it is. I'm pretty sure his tank could survive a nuke. Crocker Corp puts the forever in forever home.
Catchy.
Thanks. I don't think that's it, though.
Sensors indicate in any event that Durs Moon 1.47852 beta brackets scrub has not yet fully materialized in this plane of existence.
ETA?
Between 3 and 5 minutes.
I can be there by then. If this is her, I'll be damned if I'm late. Make sure our seamstress weaves a stable orbit for it like last time.
At least you are observing proper precautions.
What do you take me for, Arkles? One of them?
And here they come. Your drone cover is picked off one by one by high-caliber rounds, Jade Harley fighting through the Sylph's interference to disrupt the swarm's evasive maneuvering. She doesn't need to try so fucking hard. It isn't like she's making any progress. More drones flow in to fill the gaps. Always more, more and more and more and more and more forever. An infinite army for an infinite mind. Who the fuck are they to even think they can touch you? Jake English thinks, probably you still can't tell, that he can get a few shots through the shielding, and he's right. The rounds come nowhere near you, of course, but the motherfucker is adorably relentless, and what a glow-up he's had. From Tavros-tier loser to mustachioed badass with 2 guns and more problems, he is really starting to live up to that potential. It's a shame what you plan to do to him when this is all said and done, but he killed Mina for you. You could never forgive him for that. Dave Strider could never forgive you for what happened between him and his big bro. He hadn't even realized it had been your fault until sweeps later, when Dirk Strider had figured it out, explained it to Dave, and forgiven him for it. That had been a long and complex game, but it got you 2 implacably brave opponents who fight like 2 halves of the same body and hate the fuck out of you. They all do, and frankly, they are way better at this than they should be. With Regler still blocking your intel, you'd be hard-pressed to keep parrying their swords and dodging their bullets if not for the constant interference of the drones. You grimace. Your Echelader stopped even attempting to chart your progress after you successfully held the session hostage over Red Glare, topping out at Brinkman Shipper, but your strength, your speed, your reaction time, everything is still improving, has been improving every single day you have been alive. This is a duration of time measured in eons. But them. 23 sweeps since they entered the game, more or less. 23 sweeps of being honed into the perfect heroes by you, of course, but still just 23 sweeps. 23 sweeps of fighting and arguing and growing and being stronger together than they ever would be apart because they have real fucking friends. Well, isn't that just a narrative delight? It doesn't matter anyway. You're still holding your own, and that's all you need to do.
Dust Moon 1.47852 Beta Brackets Scrub is at 75% materialization, my good bitch.
Even if you are running behind. Fuck. Zazerpan. B. Equius Bot. Nepeta told you that Void looks different from the inside and is easier to see out of than into. You aren't quite sure what that means, but you get the general idea. As you stand on the tallest point of the tallest tower on the moon of Durs, you can vaguely see faces, faintly hear voices. Rose and Latch can't see you yet, but the thinner the Shroud of Void gets, the more you can kind of see them, and more than kind of hear them.
What are they saying?
You can't hear them.
Equius Bot has better ears, Beclaw's robot.
I can usually hear this well, though.
Right, Beclaw's bark beast.
Oh, yeah. Are you part cat? Like a troll cat hybrid or something?
Nepeta Lejon laughs.
I'm not a real cat, silly. I'm just cat-themed.
Right. Human ears.
Nah.
Troll ears. Whatever. Your statue has cat ears.
It has horns, I bet. And the ears are probably covered up by my old hat.
Why don't you wear it anymore?
So what are Rose and Latch talking about, Zazerpan?
You turn back to your big sister and sister-in-law.
They're arguing. They're arguing about my mom.
You listen.
Latula, no! It's my fucking choice, just like it was hers!
You put that gauntlet back on right goddamn now, do you hear me?
Tuna and Naya would still have you and everyone else.
You are a principal asset to this mission.
We don't even know what the mission is, babe!
Finding our children, Latula!
Fuck!
And even if we got them all back, she would never forgive herself, ever. She only knows how to give, she never learned how to take.
Babe, I don't want her to die! Neither do I, Latula.
You haven't figured out if this body knows how to cry, but it does, for some reason, know how to sweat.
I hate this so much, Nepeta.
It's gonna be okay, Zazerpan.
I'm so fucking scared.
I know.
Mom's hand clenches, as it has this whole time on the steeple, vibrates with navy blue as she pulls into herself the void that hid an entire world, an entire people. 3 million people.
And she really doesn't remember talking to me an hour ago.
Nope. Void keeps everything, even memories. But you can tell her about it. Not now. She can't know anything else now. It's too dangerous. But later. Now get ready, Zazzerpan. It's almost time.
Zazzerpan, I can't do this.
Zazzerpan, look at her. Look at her, Zazzerpan.
The only thing you can see clearly is her hand. The rest of her is an indistinct blur, but Rose and Latch are growing more and more clear.
She doesn't even know you're here. She just knows there's a chance. A tiny, tiny chance.
She screams, again, for the millionth time, and the sound is more muffled than ever by the navy blue haze. Her hand spasms, twists on the steeple.
And your mom? Your mom can't do this, Zazzerpan. But she loves you. So she's doing it anyway. Even though it's too much. Even though it's way too much. Way too much for anyone to take. Anyone but you. Because you're the thief of Void.
You wrap your mom's tiny, tortured hand in yours and take. Waves upon waves of navy blue buffet you like jet wash on the flight deck, bore into you like accusing stares, press in on you like the walls do when you're having a bad day, when it's too much, when it's way too much, it's way too much, it's way too much. The weird-ass robo-horse man-body you're wearing is blaring warnings at you, slapping diagnostic readouts all over your vision, grinding, humming, shredding static pulses through you, a robotic agony, an alien agony made all the more acute by the deeper, aspectual connection between your heart and Equius's body. You have never before felt anything remotely like it, and you, your heart, your very being, a 12-year-old girl curled into a screaming ball deep within the brushed metal chest of a ridiculous alien robot horse cannot take it, but you do take it because you love your mom.
Holy shit, it's actually Lejeune.
Hey, Latch, come here. You need to shield me an Equius spot.
What?
Shield, 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 shield.
Okay.
Nepeta darts out of your view. You hear a short scuffle, feel a hand on your chest, and then see Equiusbot floating next to the tallest point of the tallest tower on the moon of Durs, dangling limp from his grip by one crushed and bleeding hand is your mom. He is motionless, barely visible behind a storm of navy blue and rapidly fading from sight. So is your mom.
Mother? Nepeta? Is that Equius? What the hell is going on?
No, she's still fading!
Equius! Equius! Let go!
Rose tries to pry his hand open.
God damn it, you let her go!
He can't hear you, he's just a shell! Move out of the way!
What are you going to-
Right meow, Rose, or she dies!
Rose backs off. Claws flash in Nepeta's hand and through your mother's arm. She drops bloodily from Equiusbot's grip as he vanishes from the world in a final navy blue implosion, and you are darting forward, catching her, holding her, tying a tourniquet around the stump of her left hand, which is weird. Because you didn't tell your body to do that, and you also don't know how to do that. As you hold your mom, you also notice that your right hand is wearing an armored glove. That's weird, too. Also weird is the fact that everything is pink.
Why does my arm suck?
Oh my god, mother. Mother! I think she's gonna be okay!
Ow!
Lejeune, what the fuck is going on?
Just follow my lead. And follow your heart.
You remember what the next part of the plan was.
Okay, Latch, you gotta not freak out.
Who said that? No one said anything, Latch.
If you wanna talk to me, don't talk. Think.
Zaz? Is that you?
Yes. Do not tell anyone I am in here.
Oh, this is fucking weird, dude.
Yes. Now listen to me very closely.
Be Terezi. Parry, riposte, dodge, dodge, lunge, dodge, blah. Yeah, you're not gonna make it. Fuck.
Dust Moon 1.47852 beta brackets scrub has fully materialized, my good bit. Establishing artificial orbit.
Be the sylph of space. Directive received. Complying. Be Terezi.
Artificial orbit established.
3 million minds slam back into yours like a tidal wave, but none that matter.
Scour that fucking thing, Arkles!
Indeed, my good bit. Immediately apparent is that the dark side of the moon is in some difficulty.
What do you mean?
It is burning.
South of the white circle with the figure eight, green chemical fires blaze up large enough to be seen from orbit by millions of eyes. They spread out and connect and form words. And soon the entire hemisphere is one giant burning
message. 8 lives left. Meow.
Prosecution class surveillance drones confirm the presence of Nepeta Legion on the far side of Dustmoon 1.478.
Yeah, no shit.
Prosecution class surveillance drones also confirm numerous launches of Dursite attack craft in heart-themed livery.
Well, well, well.
We will need the drones at full capacity, my good bitch.
You don't say.
The maid should be put into position as well.
That's not why she's here.
Do you lose anything by taking the precaution?
Maybe. It has never been more interesting than this. If not now, when?
Repetition is the core of this process.
And this day might never come again, Arkles.
Regardless, we need the drones at full capacity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, fuck it.
Is it time to play a game, my good bitch?
No, no, no. That's a climax, Arkles. What I want is a second act. Initiate purple contingency.
Are you certain?
I said everyone dies, and I meant it.
Purple contingency initiated. Preliminary safety locks released. Please state confirmation code phrase to proceed.
Motherfucking miracles.
Code phrase accepted.
Be the sylph of space. Directive received. Complying.
Be Terezi.
Smell you on the other side, Arkles.
Dirk Strider takes your head right off your shoulders.
Be Dirk.
Teal blood spatters in a fountain, and you know something is wrong before you even see her severed head wink at you from behind her glasses. It. Her body, and the spray of blood all vanish.
God fucking damn it.
Actual, primary target was a hologram. No joy on Terezi Pyrope. Actual, do you read?
No fucking joy? I got 3 notches in Khalid Volk that say that was real, Dirk.
Hardlight, Dave.
Hardlight? No way, that would have needed enough processing power to—
All around you, drones accelerate and reorganize, their movements more agile, more coordinated, almost organic in their choreographic sophistication.
To make millions of drones do that.
They make as a single organism for the Dursite fleet. Game Girl soars out from behind the moon.
Hey, Dirk, where do you want the rain?
Latula, what I wanted was a heads up on Terezi not being Terezi.
We've had our hands full here. Also, Latula, the fucking swarm, if you please. Oh, I so fucking please, babe.
Fire engulfs a portion of the swarm. It's a dent, at least.
Sit rep.
Mother is out of action, but alive.
Oh my god, yes! 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 Cut the fucking chatter!
Your voice breaks. That, more than anything else, is what shuts them up. Rose, continue.
As you can see, Durs was successfully taken back from the void, along with its people.
Her voice breaks.
Oh my god! I didn't kill them! I didn't kill them, Mother! I didn't kill them! Oh my
Rose.
God! Oh my god! Oh
Rose.
My god!
Shush. Hello? Yes? What?
What did you learn about the children?
The children? No, we learned nothing, but we have someone with us who apparently knows goddamn everything. Someone else who it turns out I didn't kill. Can confirm.
Fucking Miss Mustafa!
Nepeta! Cut! Once again, the fucking chatter. Nepeta, where are—
Seal Lalonde, this is Spider, help copy! Come in, please, Seal Lalonde!
The transmission is weak, thready. Are they on the backup system?
Is that Parazzi? Lieutenant Parazzi? This is Seer Lalonde.
Knight, I have them. Seer, I'm giving into Spider Actual. Rose, this is Actual. We are under attack.
What?
Rose, it's Prospect.
What?
As Karkat speaks, a rhythmic, digital cacophony rumbles below you and arises again, a shrieking electric phoenix in the form of a dragon bristling with energy weapons.
Danger.
Be Karkat. Gameria City stares as one at the sky overhead. There, a world hangs in shadow, a grinning crescent of gloaming gold ripped into its westward side by the setting sun. Its surface is pockmarked and riven, its landmasses strewn with an acne of carnival tents. The bulk of its fleet lays dismantled and rusting, or floating in stagnant, sticky lakes as pleasure barges. Those vessels still spaceworthy muster and launch, but most of the revelrous armies congeal in the turrets of crumbling buildings as they sheer off from the moon's surface and fall drunkenly to war. You see it on every monitor in the war room, feel it as chunks of masonry rock the bulkheads, hear it in the urgent call and response of the people in your command. Guerrillarines flow through the veins of the spire, pooling at wounds. Internal cameras show spears of brick driven through multiple floors, inverted gothic windows disgorging garishly painted prosbetions by the cackling horde. Long-range comms just went down again.
but you understand the situation all too well. The gravitic interference around Crockercorp HQ extends for many kilometers in every direction. Even on Game Girl, it would take a minimum of 30 minutes for Jade to reach a point where she can even attempt a teleport. Knowing this, Rose left the entire military behind. It had better be enough, because it is all you are going to have. B. Terezi.
Gallows Calibrator, GC, began trolling Gutsy Gumshoe, GG. GC.
Jane, please see me in my office.
GG.
In your office?
GG.
But I thought you already left.
GC.
You are confused, Jane.
GG.
Miss Pyropy, what is going on?
GC.
Many things simultaneously, Jane.
GC.
One of which being that I, your boss, have just asked you, my employee, to see me in my office.
GG.
I'm so sorry. Right away, Miss Pyropy.
Gallows Calibrator GC ceased trolling Gutsy Gumshoe. GG.
You're still disentangling yourself from the hollow projection harness when Jane minces her wobbly way inside your office. I'm here, Miss Pyropy. What do you want me to do?
Ideally nothing, Jane. You're here as a precaution.
I see.
You don't see, Jane, but that's okay. Neither do I. That was funny, Jane.
Of course it was, Miss Pyropy.
Just follow me.
A million sweeps ago, that would have been snark. Even through the tiara, Jane was always biting back at you, twisting your words around on you. You couldn't get enough of it. A million sweeps later, it's just pleasantry. And beneath that pleasantry, fear. She's so fucking pathetic. You can't help but hate her for it.
I really hope I don't need you today, Jane.
Surely there must be something I can do.
Yeah, you can stand there, shut up, and wait like a good little secretarist.
Don't you mean secretary?
Shut the fuck up, Jane!
She quails, shuts up, and stands there uneasily, not seeing John, not seeing the spur players, not seeing anything in the room that you haven't invited her to see. You, meanwhile, stand next to her, watching the battle through millions of eyes, tasting data readouts on an implant in your gums, clenching your fist around a red lever that you do not want to pull. If not now, when? Oh, my word! A sound like planets colliding wrenches through the entire building.
Shut up, Jane! Arkles, what am I looking at? What is Jade doing?
Jade Holly is attempting to divest headquarters of its roof.
Dust rattles from the rafters. Lights flicker. It doesn't matter. Every piece of mission-critical equipment has quadruple redundant power supplies. The four computers and John stay steady. Did you say my name, Miss Pyropy?
Shut up, Jade! I mean Jane! Arkles, what about the interference?
She is persistent on the matter.
Oh yeah? Well, so the fuck am I! Initiate Black Contingency!
Black Contingency initiated. Please state confirmation—
Chicago Overcoat!
Code phrase accepted.
Be the sylph of space. Directive received. Complying. Be Jade.
This fucking sucks for real. The atrocities and genocide and shit are one thing, but fucking with a man's sword is where I draw the line. I don't even know how to fucking sharpen Khaled Volk. Know why? Because I never fucking had to. It's been a mythical cue ball horse shit. Any of y'all know a good mythical cue ball horse shit smith? Because I have need of his fucking services. Or her services. Or their. Fuck, whatever. I don't discriminate. Fucking notch my goddamn sword.
Crackhead will be fine. Dave.
Fuck!
You don't focus on that. You can't. You focus on stopping bullets. You focus on dodging what you can't stop. You focus on everything Nepeta hasn't told you about your children. You focus on contracting the blood vessels in your wife's left arm, on isolating the neurons, screaming agony at her brain. You focus on the fact that she is still fighting, still kicking, still pulling whatever anyone needs out of nowhere with one hand. You focus on the fucking robot dragon that she is fighting with Rose and Latch. You focus on Jake, by your side, braver than ever, indexing and eliminating targets with your rifle. You focus, more than anything else, on ripping the roof off of Crockercorp HQ. You focus on the danger, danger, danger!
Holy shit! Why would Terezi do this?
Yeah, well, she sucks as a person, Jay. That's the whole point and shit.
No, you idiot! That's a black hole! She made a black hole!
Are you sure, Jade?
Of course I'm sure! Do you think I don't know what a black hole looks like?
Pretty well. Where? What? How?
I don't fucking know, but it's three clicks in the air right above Crockercorp. It isn't very big, and it's weird. It isn't pulling on everything that it should be pulling on, but it is pulling on Durst and pulling hard.
Countermeasures?
God, it is so hard to even tell with this interference.
Abandon non-essential tasks.
Everything's essential, Dirk.
Drop the roof.
But...
Jade, that's an order.
Affirm.
You drop the roof with a crash that rocks the entire building and refocus. No.
It's better, but not enough. I need to get closer to it.
Are you sure, Jake?
Fucking yes, Jake! I need some cover!
Jake, Dirk, and Dave adopt a defensive stance around you, batting away attacking drones as you push toward a spot between Durs and the black hole. Pulsing green from head to toe and crackling from toe to head, you hold a hand outstretched to each mass, and with a mighty shrieking growl, whip the Dursward hand like a major league pitcher. The entire universe seems to bend in a lateral spiral. The moon's trajectory is deflected into a tight ellipsis that is barely stable. You settle fully into the L1 Lagrange point of the new orbit and vibrate with concentration.
I have to hold this position.
Can you collapse the singularity?
Negative. I can stop it from growing, mostly.
Ballistics.
You nod with effort.
And first aid. For now.
Don't worry about me.
Fuck you!
Okay, never mind. I'll stay with her. Negative. Dirk, she's in the thick of the fighting. She needs protection. What she needs is a knight.
All eyes turn to Dave.
I concur. Fucking affirmative. Nothing touches her. Fucking affirmative. Not a scratch, Dave. Jake, I care about her too. We all fucking care about her. I have sex with her. Whoop this shit. I trust you, Dave. So are we doing plan B or what? I don't know. Are we? Rose, Dirk wants to know if we're good to do plan B. Yes, I heard him, Mother. Dirk, I... What do you think, Latula? Is Smaug close to going down? Who? The dragon, the tyrant class. Oh, fucking maybe. It's tougher than last time, babe. But, yeah, fucking maybe. Nepeta, any insights? I can't tell you everything I know until after stuff happens that needs to happen.
Well, doesn't that bring back pleasant memories?
I'm sorry, it's... We're familiar with compartmentalization of intel, Nepeta. Dirk protocol. Dirk protocol. The sometimes I will lie to your face because of the fucking narrative, try not to take it personal protocol.
Oh yeah, and those memories too. Your neck itches, but you can't move your hands. You resist the urge to scratch with a foot. Focus.
Is there anything you can tell us? Rose, we just have to get down there. Very well. Dirk, we're going to work with what we have. Form up. Ephraim. Dave? Yeah? I love you. Love you too, Dad.
Dirk clasps Dave's hand, then slaps Jake on the shoulder.
With me. With you, Dirk.
They take off. Dave meets your eyes. You nod. He nods. You focus on hope.
B. Latula. Kinda fucked up how the drones have, like, organic parts?
Teeth half the length of your body slam shut around the air next to your face. Strings of viscous saliva snap off and splatter you.
Fucking bizarre, right? Oh my god. What it is fucking gross. It's in my hair. Shit, look out!
2-point defense lasers nearly skewer you.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's my hair. Shut up. I hate this. I hate this so much. I'm so fucking scared, Latch. I want to go home.
I mean, I...
Don't fucking say I told you so.
Whoa, shit!
You hippie jump over a lashing tail, wincing as it just barely passes between Game Girl's skull and your feet.
Nah, girl. I was gonna say, I know what you mean. About home. Haven't I ever told you about before us?
Maybe. I don't know. Fuck. I can't even cry in here.
It kind of sounds like she already is, but you aren't going to fight her on it. Poor fucking pupa.
Do you want to hear about before us?
No.
Oh, no, yeah, that's cool.
I have to focus on all this shit that I know, that I can't tell you. Or some of it that I have to tell you, but not yet. To make sure you do exactly the right things in exactly the right ways. Which is all I ever fucking do with my friends any fucking way. Only now I have to do it or everyone fucking dies, Latch. It's all on me. All the pressure. All of it. Just because someone I never fucking met before asked me to help, and I said yes! What? What the fuck? Are you fucking laughing at me? Well, fuck you!
Sorry, I'm...
Watch you, okay?
Hold up.
I'm fine, Mom.
Sorry, Zaz, it's... Look, I know exactly what you mean. Like, fucking exactly.
Fucking great. Can you tell me how badly I fucked up by saying yes?
Sorry, girl. You're in my head right now, and my powers don't work on myself. But what I can tell you is, when I said yes, hardest thing I ever did, best thing I ever did.
Game Girl finally gets a clear shot. Her maw gapes with that rhythmic roar as she tenses for the kill.
And did it work?
Huh?
Did you save everyone?
Ha! I never fucking stopped.
You backflip off of the massive, scaly head as it lunges, feathering your trajectory with your wings to meet upside down a still-saddled Rose in midair. Your lips press against hers. Game Girl's jaws clamp around the tyrant's neck. Blood and oil shower all of you.
Stop kissing my fucking sister, Latch. I feel everything you feel.
Oh, that's my bad.
I am 12.
Right on. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, babe. We ready?
We're ready.
Okay, Latch. Remember. The moment we're in, shield everyone you can reach.
Just say the word, babe.
Execute.
Hey, Game Girl! See that big red building?
The rumbling response is muffled by a mouthful of metal.
Glare at it!
B. Terezi. The roof of Crocker Corp HQ explodes in a savage burst of red.
Perimeter breach.
A thunderous crash of electric metal quakes the building all the way to its foundations.
Tyrant class anti-lutus prototype 001 offline.
The entire swarm of drones drops like a swarm of bricks, then catches itself and engages in basic automatic evasive patterns.
Drone control subsystems offline. Rebooting. Stand by.
The instant that Aqueous Sprite goes silent is the same instant that every mind in the entire building goes silent. A massive armored tail slaps down into the room. Jane falls over with a shriek. And all is still.
Be Jane. Someone offers a hand to you. Someone sitting in a red office chair. Someone whose movements are sluggish but deliberate. Someone you only just now noticed. As she helps you pull yourself to your feet, you wonder who she is and why her hair is that odd shape. Some new fashion you weren't aware of? You stop wondering because you don't care. In the shadow of the rubble, her small, white hand looks almost navy blue as it falls listlessly from yours. And then the walls of Crocker Corp fall from your mind.
And I remember.
B. Terezi, six gods look down at you. Back-scented by the sun and the flashes of still-raging battle, the enormous head of a dragon coils into position behind them, eyeing you with baleful reptilian fury. Jane shrieks again, pathetic. Your hand clenches on the lever. Your only real view of any of them comes from Carapacians far overhead, none with a view of a face, none with an understanding of a human's body language, all with an alien, psychophantic veneration of Nepeta Legion. Fascinating, hilarious even, but irrelevant. More relevant is the sight of the tyrant class girding the scene, like a crescent mountain range, still giving off the occasional faint spark. Most relevant is every single piece of information that you can pull from your available senses about the people, the characters before you. You have some experience with cold reading. After all, you've known Arkles for eons, and you've never been able to read Colonel Sprites. No brain to read, no think pan, yours whirls. How much do they know? You have to assume they know everything. But if they know everything, why are they hesitating? Jake could put a bullet between your eyes right now or try. Rose could rip you in half with a spell right now or try. The fucking dragon could exhale on you. Why aren't they? What's holding them back? What do they know? Is it something that you don't know? If not now, when? Hold. Six gods and a dragon continue to hold. So do you.
B. Rose.
She stands there, in her ridiculous red pantsuit, hand resting on a strange red lever, while the muddled red sunset plays across clouds of settling dust and piles of entombing rubble. Little else can be seen in the room. But that is just fucking fine with you. The quills of Echidna hum in your hands.
Terezi Pyrope.
Yeah, huh?
Your eye twitches.
I am only going to ask you this one time. Where are our children?
Her head rears back a touch, then cocks to one side, then the other. Her brow twitches into a confused furrow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I am talking about our fucking children. Terezi.
Wait.
Her unseeing eyes bulge, and her lips
spasm into a bestial snarl.
Was that what launched this mission? What scrubbed the last one? That you can't find your fucking wigglers? Fuck Pan! They ran away from the hive or something! Whatever stupid shit kids do, I didn't fucking pupa-nap them! Why the fuck would I do that? Ruin the status quo like that, that I spent fucking eons building! I thought you were fucking smart, Rose!
Game Girl growls, and the gust from that growl blows the dust into a frenzy, revealing the entire room.
Do you have any idea how much you got my hopes up? You bring back AC, you bring back Durst, you raise an entire army against me that I legitimately didn't know still existed, that I spent thousands of sweeps brainwashing into worshipping me. You undo all of that? And when you march it up to my doorstep screaming for blood, you have the wrong fucking address? What the fuck kind of story is that supposed to be?
Is she crying?
Here! I'm fresh out of your fucking kids, do you want these?
Her free hand gestures wildly to four identical computers, all smashed by the tyrant's falling tail. Sitting in front of them are four children, two humans, and two trolls.
Only ones I got? You can have them, who gives a shit? I can always just get more, that's the fucking point of them!
You wonder who they are? Then you stop wondering because you don't care.
Oh, and look, their computers are broken, because why wouldn't they be?
And because to the right of Teresi Parapi, looking approximately 80 years old, clutching her own head and shaking like a leaf, is Jane Crocker. And because to the left of Teresi Parapi, floating in a tank, is
John? Fuck this! Fuck this! And fuck Skaya! And fuck you!
She throws the lever. B. Teresi. Nothing happens. You turn and smell John. His biometric readouts are flat. His head lolls at an unnatural angle. A pink haze surrounds his corpse. You turn and smell Jane. Her eyes are a roaring furnace in her face. Her hands glow on either side of her head. Blood pours out of her nose and mouth. Her corpse collapses at your feet. You laugh. You can't stop laughing. You turn and prepare yourself for a just death. Six gods and a dragon roar as one. Six gods and a dragon charge as one. Six gods and a dragon are brought up short by several tiny, falling, glowing, smooth, sharp, blue shapes. They land between the eight of you. Six gods, a dragon, and you all look up at the sky from where they fell. So do 64 dots on the fluorite octet.
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. The music is .413 Repeating, composed and produced by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and various ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.